Good evening and welcome to our studio. Today we're going to discuss what makes business strategies successful with a business consultant, Amber Miller. Nice to see you, Amber.
Thanks for having me.
So, Amber, when a company reaches out to you to discuss its business strategy, what do you start with? What's most important in building a successful strategy?
Well, there's no single most important thing. It's a combination of different factors. First of all, a company should choose their industry wisely. Sometimes they think they have a great idea, but, in fact, the industry they've chosen is not profitable.
Right, but maybe they can bring some innovation to this industry and actually make a good profit. Shouldn't businesses explore something new and be daring instead of just following safer paths?
I agree with you, but what I mean is that, first of all, the company should set realistic goals. A business needs a good start and profit to develop and implement new ideas.
I see. So, what about customers? How should a company build its relationships with the customers in order to be successful?
There are quite a lot of things to keep in mind. First of all, companies should understand their customers. What are their buying habits? How much are they willing to pay? Which also means companies should understand and communicate clearly what they are selling. What is the value you are providing to your customer? And then, companies need to be aware of how their customers influence their business. That's what is called customer strategy.
Seems like a company's success depends mostly on its customers.
That's quite true. And this also leads to the following point. Successful companies do not depend too much on one big customer. They always think, what if this customer walks away? So, a strategic plan should include diversifying your customers.
And besides customers, what does a good business strategy depend on?
Management, of course. What it means to be a good manager is a very vast topic. A good manager should be able to plan, organize, and control work, take responsibility, and empower people. A lot of companies gained success due to outstanding leaders, and at the same time, a lot of businesses failed due to poor management.
Okay, so let me sum up. If a company has bad management, sets unrealistic goals, doesn't try to understand its customers and analyze their feedback, relies too much on one customer, and wants to run a business in the sector that is not profitable, its business strategy will lead to failure.
Right, and I'd like to add one more thing. A business strategy shouldn't always stay the same. Companies have to change and adapt their business strategies, but sometimes they fear to do so. They think, we've already achieved success and got loyal customers. Why change something that works well? And that may be a critical mistake. Let's take Nokia, for instance.